Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have Mike Mottola and his sister, Jen. Thank you so much for joining us, you guys. And so I'm not sure if I have this correct, because the information keeps changing, but I understand that you are both cancer survivors. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
So, brother and sister, and can you just move that microphone up a little bit? Yet the headsets get knocked around a little bit. Let's start with you, Mike.
Sure.
What has your journey been like with Dana-Farber?
Yeah, it was fantastic. It took me a little while to get there. Mm-hmm. I had a few different hospitals that I went to. It took them a little while to diagnose me. The first time, they thought I had mono. The second time, they figured out that I had cancer, but they thought I was cured when I wasn't. And so they sent me on my way, and then things just started getting really bad. I was actually Jen's birthday, and she's like, I really want you to cook on the grill. And I went to go step onto our deck, and my feet just weren't working correctly, because turns out the cancer had moved to the central nervous system. And so I tripped on the ledge to go outside, fell on the ground. I'm sure I still, made a medium rare steak. but I went to drive home, and I got into like a small fender bender on like a side street. I was doing like 10 miles an hour. Huh. And I couldn't find the pedal with my feet. So I had these weird, like, nerve sensations, and I called my doctor, and they ran tests. They couldn't figure out what was going on, and then they sent me to Dana-Farber. They said, you got to go to the best. And so they sent me there, and luckily, after going to Dana-Farber, like, you walk in the door, and they know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah, because we've talked to you.
Yeah, this is my fourth time that I've come on.
I'm
a regular. Yeah. I wanted to bring my sister this time because since the first time I came on with you guys, she then got diagnosed with a similar kind of cancer. And what I think is really cool, a cool thing that's come from my experience, is that she was with me every step of the way. And then when it finally, I guess it was her turn, which is terrible, but she had experienced it and was able to kind of approach her journey a little bit differently.
Yeah, so Jen, so you're supporting him, you're helping him out, you're encouraging him. So what is going through your mind when you get diagnosed?
Yeah, so when I actually was diagnosed, it was really weird. I thought I had like the flu, basically, and similar to Mike, they thought maybe I had mono. So then when I found out I actually had blasts in my white blood cell count, and they were like, I think you should go to Dana-Farber, like this is a form of leukemia. So my mom instantly called Ann LaCase, who was Mike's doctor, and said, we've got to get down there. And we instantly, went immediately to Dana-Farber because his team was so incredible during his entire process that I was like, that's the only spot I'm going. Like, that's it. So I ended up seeing Dr. Garcia over at Dana-Farber, so shout out to Dr. Garcia. And I never, questioned if I was not going to be okay. I was like, no, I'm going to be fine. Like, Mike's fine. Like, I'm going to be fine. And I ended up having a similar, I had a stem cell transplant, but I couldn't use my own cells for it, so I actually used my mom, so shout out to mom, too, for that. And I was also in a clinical trial, which, anybody listening right now, donate whatever you can, because of clinical trials, that's why my brother and I are still, alive today, pretty much. And then also, I have to do a shout-out to Yaki 8 over at Dana-Farber. They are incredible. I don't even consider them my nurses. Those, are my friends, to this day. And I had my transplant in 2019, and, I still am in regular contact with all of my nurses. And Mike was saying earlier, I don't know if anyone's listened to, what he did for Nesson, but he kind of said, he never felt like a number at Dana-Farber. And I can honestly say, the same exact thing. I felt like those were my family for, 2 years.
Is that as important almost as the treatment? Because you're going to
get... It's way more important than the treatment. It's amazing. It's the treatment is, in a way, an algorithm or an equation, right? They say you have this type of cancer. Here's how we're going to approach it. But the way someone can approach you and kind of with a steely, doctor's mentality, you don't get that at Dana-Farber. It's like they treat you like they're your friend, or they talk to you like you're an equal. There's no talking down, even though they are infinitely more intelligent than we are.
Right.
They are talking to you. They dumb it down into terms where you can just kind of understand. And what I said earlier, I think it's the biggest thing, is they make it a point where you can feel like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. They give you a winning, like a winning formula, right?
Game plan. Right.
Exactly, a game plan to approach it. And so you feel like you have a chance. Whereas others, they say, you know, here's how it goes. 4 out of 10 survive, and that's that. They sort of talk to you about the one that they knew that survived.
Yeah.
And they don't even talk about the 99 maybe that don't. And even if there's just a 1% chance, they give you that glimmer of hope instead of kind of like, you don't need to hear about any of the ones that didn't work. You want to hear about the one success story. I remember for me, all I wanted to do was get back to golfing. I got the golfer's tan full on right now. I see Christian kind of has it too. I really just wanted to
don't
get.
Don't be fooled. That's just him sitting in his backyard.
It's true. I wear a golf shirt.
Yeah, okay. You got to have the little farmer's tan going.
Yeah, so people think I'm active.
Still counts.
I just wanted to get back to golfing. And I couldn't really move my hands after the central nervous system cancer. Everything was just locked up. And they talked to me about a dentist. This one dentist. How many people did they see? Hundreds of them. But they talked to me about this one dentist that they helped and was able to get back to cleaning teeth after not being able to move his hands. And central nervous system cancer is very rare. And I don't really know what the survival rates were at this point in my life. I wasn't looking into them. I knew I was going to survive because they were so positive with the fact that I was going to.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and that really just kind of carried me through. The whole way.
So you guys clearly have a good relationship. How strengthen, change, alter the shared experience in the relationship?
It was pretty unique because, like I said, Jen was there for me every step of the way. And after something like this happens to you, you kind of want to forget about it a little bit. You don't want to dive back in and relive it until you have to and you have no choice. And so we were really able to bond together and really, I think, share what happened, some of the really negative things that you don't even want to remember happened. You can talk about them with each other because they, you know, happened to the two of us. So Jen has taken up golf or gotten back into golf since
there
she got better.
I haven't been a mini golfer's tan.
And I mean, I think that's something that we've bonded over too, is just like we both approach life entirely different now, where we're focusing on, you know, trying to enjoy ourselves and trying to, you know, live every day to the fullest instead of worrying about the small things that kind of happen to you.
Yeah, I know, unfortunately, your favorite baseball player of all time, Lou Maloney, is not here right now.
I was a little bummed. I mean, I'm going to, you know, I feel a little slighted.
I'm sitting in his seat. But.
Yeah.
Well, he's, I'll take it.
It's a long ride to Framingham.
He's listening right now. I know he's listening right now. But if you could tell Lou anything, what would you tell him?
Lou, we need you out there right now. We have no hitting. Please, I think you should give it a chance and come back. If I can come back, you can come back.
Yeah, I think if Bobby Dalbec can play shortstop, I feel like Lou should volunteer.
I think Lou should come out of the stands tonight.
Yeah,
and I've already guaranteed a $101 donation if they win.
Okay,
and so I think Lou should come out, and I think it'll be a guaranteed donation if he does.
It's like the movie Back to School. Hey, Lou, we need you.
So you're betting on them tonight, or your donation is betting on them.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly
confident.
Right.
You heard that Bobby Dalbec's playing shortstop, right?
Yeah, but if you think about this, he's not good at first base fielding, so you might as well give him another chance somewhere else, and he could do it.
That is the ultimate optimistic view.
Because that's
he
not the hardest
at
position
first,
to
so
play.
We'll put him at the hard position. Yeah. He might be good.
Yeah,
I love your mentality. Yeah. I need to take some of that.
Christian thought about quarterback, I'm sure, at some point.
I was a quarterback. Well, I was when I was in high school. I was always
a good athlete. Was yeah.
Shortstop. No, not really. I just didn't like it. Too much thinking.
I believe that. You know? He's being honest. I believe that.
Like, what are we doing? How long is this play?
Yeah.
When is it over?
Off tackle. That's too far.
So, Mike, am I right in seeing this that you're getting married? In
yes.
September?
Uh-oh. My fiance is here. Kelsey's here.
Oh, Kelsey. Kelsey, yes. You can come over and hop on the mic if you want
Uh-oh.
To.
She
seems hesitant.
Yeah, we're getting married September 17th.
Where will the wedding be?
Andover Country Club, which is where I joined there a couple of years ago, and we bought a house there in 2020.
Beautiful.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm so excited. I'm a lucky guy.
Are you going to hit the dance floor? Are you guys the
I am a wedding
type?
Dancer
oh,
through and through.
Love
yes.
it.
So is Mego.
I love it. I am. I'm not
So you
good.
Must be a really bad dancer.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. only bad dancers yeah. dance.
That's what wedding dancing is.
Yeah. yeah. Right.
That's what makes it fun. Yeah. We also learned that Mac Jones, because we talked to him yesterday, is also a wedding dancer.
So you knew it at the Pro Bowl that he's a wedding
exactly.
dancer.
He did that little gritty
He's a wedding
dance.
Dancer.
Yeah. I love it.
It's a great quality. To all the men out there, don't underestimate how much it means to dance at a wedding.
One year, I want it to be where we never see you again.
Okay.
I don't ever want to see you again.
Sure.
Okay. That should be the goal, right?
Yeah.
Like, you should never be here again.
I think it might be this year. This might have been the last
one. Okay. Oh, this is it?
All right, good. So, I mean, prognosis, though, of things.
No, I'm in great shape.
Okay,
I'm
good.
In great shape. And luckily, so is my sister,
excellent.
Too.
Excellent. Excellent.
All thanks to people that donate to the Jimmy Fund, honestly. I mean, these donations go such a long way. And these clinical trials, there's so many of them that, you know, they just need to kind of, I don't know how to, it's like hitting in baseball, right? One out of three is great. You're a Hall of Famer. And so they just kind of need to keep getting at bats. And I think we just need more and more, commitment to it.
Yeah.
And as Jen mentioned, you guys both benefited from clinical trials at Dana-Farber.
Yep.
If you donate right now, listeners, that is, your donations are going straight towards
things
helping
like this, yeah.
People like you too, Jen and Mike. Thank you so
much
guys. For joining
thank
us.
Thank you. And congratulations.
Mike. Yes,
congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you very much.
Congrats,
hit them straight, hit them long.
That's it. That's all you can do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.